It has been an amazing show so far. We're not completely done. You know, we still have a bit more to do. But, I mean, think of what we've had on this episode so far. We've had Tony-winning actress Alice Ripley. We've had legendary singer and songwriter Judy Collins. And yet, wait, there's still even more, because we've got the one, probably the most important guest in my life, to me, for this show. A guy who just happened to, be rather important in my conception. Literally, Philip Lefkowitz, my father, who turns 75 years old on February 23rd. Dad is in the neighborhood. Hello, Dad. Happy birthday to you.
How you doing?
I'm good. How's it going, Dad? How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. What's new? What's up with you?
You expect more from the 75-year-old?
Well, you know.
Can you imagine? I can't believe it.
Do you feel 75? Does it feel different from 74? You know?
No, it's just a number.
Right.
Although, you remember Marilyn Monroe, a great line from Some Like It Hot. 25 makes a girl think quarter of a century.
Well, yeah. And now you're three quarters of a century, my goodness. I mean, it's something to imagine, because what was I thinking about? I was thinking of all things about Betty White and Abe Vigoda. Don't know why I was thinking about them, but just the idea that they are, I think, both in their early 90s. And the very fact
and
that... yeah,
still working.
Well, and still alive, still working,
Betty
of
White.
Course. Yeah. And Vigoda was up until very, very recently. Maybe he still is, but it's like... the idea that they were alive.
You're very, very low.
Sorry, man. I can't really. I'll get a little closer to the mic. That's about it, all I can do. That they were alive during the Great Depression, World War II, the man on the moon, Korea stuff. I mean, does that ever strike you as far as what you have lived through being now 75?
I didn't hear the question.
Well, I'm just saying, having lived 75 years, does it ever strike you as rather amazing what you have lived through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Don't forget, when I was a kid, it was World War II.
Uh-huh.
And got through that. And then it was Korea and Vietnam. And, you know, like, there's no end to it. And then the Gulf War. And it seems they always find something to fight about.
What do you remember about World War II?
I remember the stars in the windows of all the families where they had a kid.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, a gold star kid died in the battle, in the war. And every neighborhood had a billboard with the names of the kids serving.
Wow, okay. I mean, you were obviously a kid yourself. I mean, it wasn't like you were
in. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, but that's interesting. I don't ever remember your mentioning that. Any other memories of that era?
Well, I remember we had a welcome party for Uncle Monty and Marvin, because Marvin Alexander, I think I told you the story about Marvin.
What?
He wasn't exactly your well-behaved soldier. Well, in those days, anti-Semitism was rampant. And overt.
Uh-huh.
So that the Southern sergeants had no trouble in, hey, Jew boy, hey, you, hey. And this went on and on and on. And they busted his chops. And I don't know how much you remember about Marvin, but he was a big guy.
Yeah.
And he finally had it up to here. And he took on the sergeant and beat the hell out of him. And naturally, you know what that got him.
What did they do? They put him in a stockade, or what did they do?
Yeah, they put him in a stockade for, I think he got 6 months. So you can imagine how good a job he did on the sergeant.
Wow.
But I love the end of the story because in the stockade, there was nothing to do but drill. So they used to drill these guys all day long. And he would practice coming to order, present arms with the rifle.
Mm-hmm.
And he got so good at it that when he would pop the sling, it sounded like a shot. So now the Army is faced with a problem because he does his time. He gets out of the brig. They are ready to send him back. And some genius figures out, you know, it might not be a good thing if we send them back to the same unit. So they send them somewhere else. He gets to his new unit. They look at his record. Oh, a troublemaker. So the first day he's there, they put him on guard duty.
Yeah.
And he's standing post outside the officer's club. And the first officer comes out, and he presents arms, and he pops the sling, and it sounds like a shot. And the officer's head swivels around like he didn't know what happened. So he goes into the club, comes back out again, and Marvin does it again. And goes back into the club. And after that, a parade of officers from inside the officer's club
Come
by one at a time to make him pop the sling in the salute.
Yeah.
And after that, he had it made.
Oh.
He was a celebrity for them.
Well,
things don't always work out the way you think.
That is way cool. I know you have told that story, but I really don't remember that one at all. So I'm glad you were telling that one again. And also, by the way, oops,
I don't believe it.
Well, let it ring. Whoever it is, tell them they should be listening to my show. Whoever's calling,
you said it.
So, not just coming up on your 75th birthday in a couple of days, but what's happening for you that's huge in the middle of March or late March?
Believe it or not,
mm-hmm.
Your mother has put up with me for 50 years. 55 years.
That's amazing.
And for that, she should be awarded a medal.
Several, quite honestly. But wow! So are there any plans? How are you guys going to celebrate? What are you going to do?
Well, we're probably going to have something in the house here.
Right.
You know, the wheelchair makes it a little difficult to get around where we want to go. Oh, by the way, we found a new kosher restaurant here.
No kidding.
Yeah.
By the way, I should.
And
yeah.
Mom brought home a sandwich for me,
mm-hmm.
from this place. I think it's Ahans. Is that the one? Or no, Ahiva.
Ahiva.
Ahuva. That's it.
Ahuva. All right.
And it was delicious.
What kind of sandwich?
So we'll be going there one day.
What kind of sandwich?
And in the meantime, I look forward to her bringing home goodies from there again.
Yeah. What kind of sandwich?
It was lamb, I think, on a pita.
Ooh.
On a pita.
Nummy. Yeah, that's delish. Oh, my goodness. That's is it in Cedarhurst, or is it where you guys are in Hewlett?
No, it's in Cedarhurst, I believe.
Ah,
yeah.
Okay, that makes sense. But cool. Oh, I'm glad you got another place to eat. You know, because
yes,
that's great.
Not that there's any shortage of those, but out in this area. But
true.
Certainly, always good to have a change of pace.
I should have mentioned from.
And,
It's
different.
Yeah, I should mention
Middle Eastern cuisine.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, the taste. I was shocked. Was so good.
Well, wonderful, because I guess you guys aren't used to eating like gyros and
right.
Falafels sometimes.
I mean, as far as I know, they don't make kosher gyros.
Well, that sounds like
some place they do.
That sounds like what
we
you had.
Seen it yet.
What,
but this is the equivalent.
Yeah, exactly.
And wow, delish.
Well, that's marvelous. We just gave them a free commercial. Thank you, Dad. So let me ask, Dad.
So if you want good Middle Eastern food, go to Park.
Yeah, right.
We'll fill in the blank. They start paying for advertising.
That's now I like your thinking. I like that. Can I ask how you think your life would be different now if you weren't wheelchair bound? Would it be very?
Yeah, well, I certainly didn't expect to be in a wheelchair.
Right.
On the other hand, the alternative, you know, as my old professor used to say, halitosis is better than no breath at all.
Exactly.
That's one of my favorite quotations from him, Louis Wassoff. He should rest in peace. He made some statements that have stuck with me through the years, and that's one of them. Words to live by.
And it's true. I mean, you can look back with regret, or you can say, "Hey, look, you know, thank God I'm healthy in other ways." And I was thinking it may not be all that different.
There was a woman in the office. She said to me one day, "How could you always be smiling with your problems?" And I said to her, this was before, obviously, I retired.
Mm.
And I said to her, could be worse.
Well, yeah. That is a pretty marvelous attitude. And you get to live a pretty cool life. I mean, you have your music. You have the computer, TV,
I
movies.
I have my wife.
Right.
I have my son.
Oh, well, he's an asshole, but...
Oh, you heard that too, huh?
Oh, everybody knows it. It's an open secret. However,
he doesn't hide it very well.
Before I let you go, I want to have a little bit of a cool surprise for you. Now, you know that I write columns. I'm a freelance writer, and I do interviews and things like that. And I interview people for Long Island Woman magazine. You know, I do these cover stories a couple of times a year. Well, guess who I got to interview? It hasn't been published yet. I haven't even finished writing it up yet. But guess who I got to talk to just about 2 weeks ago? The timing doesn't enter into it. But I'll give you a hint. The initials are L-E.
Oh, L?
Yeah, L-E.
L-E.
Famous actress.
Huh?
Famous actress.
No.
Oh, yeah. Was on Dynasty.
Linda?
Uh-huh.
L-E.
Right.
Oh, the love of my life. The other love of my life.
I love that correction right there. The love of my... No, the other love. The other one. Yeah. Not mom. Yeah. But Linda Evans.
You're trying to get me killed is what you're doing.
Well, I actually got to talk to Linda Evans. I had to interview her. She has a book out. And so...
Yes, that's right.
So she was
I
on...
I heard about that.
Big Valley.
Her having a book out.
So was she your first major crush?
Well, of course, there was Flossie.
Flossie being?
Huh?
Flossie being?
My teddy bear.
Ah, of course.
When I be little.
Uh-huh.
And after that came Barbara Britton.
Oh, okay.
I loved her.
Oh, okay.
What a sweet lady. She should rest in peace, too. And then I had this whole list. Linda Evans, Linda Carter.
Yeah, well, most heterosexual
and
men.
Your mother's on here somewhere.
That's okay.
Like I said, you're going to talk me into the grave here.
It's okay. My list is the size of an encyclopedia, so there you go. But
oh, you too?
As a special treat for you, Dad.
Yes.
Because I did talk to Linda Evans. I did interview her. And I taped the interview. So I want you to listen.
Wow.
I want you to listen closely because... Wait, I got to get this up here. All right, so I hope you can hear this, because I know it's a little...
Just barely.
All right, hold, see if you can hear Linda Evans.
Hi, Philip. It's Linda Evans, and I want to wish you a happy, happy birthday. 75. Well, I'm 69, and I'm catching up with you. Have a great birthday.
Well, Dad?
I love it. I love it. That is the greatest.
Happy birthday, Dad. I don't know if I can
get
Barbara Britton.
Can I get a kiss to go with it?
Well, she is single now, so possibly. is that Mom walking in the door? Whoops.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Well, Dana happy.
Put me up to it.
Happy birthday to you, Dad. Well, in a couple of days. It's not the day yet, but soon. Very, very happy birthday to you. And of course,
thank
Mazel Tov
you.
To you and Mom on the 50th anniversary coming up in a couple of weeks as well. So,
and one of my biggest joys is having you guys around.
Well, thanks. Well, you know, just hoping that you'll stay around for another 30, 40 years. That'd be okay. I think that'd be all right.
I'll try.
You do.
I don't know why you want to cut me short.
Oh, that's right. It's less than 120, wouldn't it be? 120 would still be quite a ways away. All right, so make it 50, 60 years. How's that?
Okay. Fair
sounds,
enough.
Sounds good. Well, love you. Love you guys. Love to Mom.
Same here.
And thanks for being in the neighborhood. Happy birthday to you, Dad. Bye-bye now.
Thank you.